basically, by the time I'd finished my training, 50% of those I started with had gone. I had a lengthy training, longer than most people, because so that it increases the number. But it gives you some idea of the fallout rate. Most of the casualties were not on operations. Of the crews killed, it was something like 1 in 10 or 2 in 10 that got killed on operations as such, you know, against the enemy, because basically none of the crews were experienced. None of them really were competent pilots, because they hadn't time to become competent pilots. They were dead before they had the experience. So there was a big loss of crews in non-combat activity. I can't remember the actual figures, but it's a tremendous number that went out of combat activity, because they just didn't know how to fly. I was in 5.5 years. I reckoned after 5 years, I was a competent pilot. All the rest of the time, the aircraft flew me. After 5 years, I flew the aircraft, if you could take what I'm getting at.